Good morning and welcome to the Markets Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Tom Wegner. It is Wednesday, April 20. As usual, this presentation is general in nature and does not take into account your individual circumstances. Each user should obtain advice from their financial planner or advisor before acting on any information provided in the Markets Today website, videos, or emails. And if you wish to read the disclaimer in full, you can pause the video now. We had a positive night on Wall Street. The Dow Jones closed up 500 points or 1.45%. The S&P 500 was 71 points higher, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ firmed 287 points or 2.15%. Growth names outperformed value despite rising bond yields. Not a lot going on from a headline perspective. US results were digested relatively well. We also had housing data, which surprised to the upside, and there was a bit of Fed speak overnight, but nothing overly incremental, nothing new to add to the picture. SPY futures are pointing to a positive start, up 47 points or 0.6%. Energy stocks were weaker, and that was due to a 5.2% fall in the oil price, the fall linked to the IMF and their downgrade for the global economy. They now see the global economy growing at 3.6% this year, which is down from January forecast of 4.4%. They have their spring meeting running until the 24th of April, so we're likely to see a few minor headlines filter in the next few days. Iron ore and gold were both down about a little bit more than 1%. To the chart of the S&P 500 overnight, you can see the index pushing higher through the session. 10 of the 11 sectors ended higher. Consumer discretionary and property names outperformed. Energy stocks, the weight on the index. To the major stories overnight, and we saw JP Morgan arguing sentiment and positioning are too bearish. Chicago's Fed Evans expects the bank to have to raise rates above the neutral level. We saw natural gas drop more than 10%, which reversed Monday's surge. Prices of corn at 10-year highs amid Ukraine disruptions. And Elon Musk and more headlines regarding the Twitter, his bid for Twitter. And Elon Musk facing challenges assembling investors for a Twitter buyer bid. What to expect today? SPY futures indicating a positive start, up 47 points. Growth names tip to outperform value if the US is anything to go by. Energy stocks likely to have a soft start, as we did see oil off more than 5%. Rio Tinto has some production and shipment numbers out that warned of a challenging first quarter, although stuck to iron ore and copper guidance. Ramsay Healthcare has confirmed an $88 per share KKR takeover bid. Nearmap has flagged a record quarter. On the economic front, we have the Westpac leading index for March due out later. The US also has weekly mortgage applications tonight. There's a bit more Fed speak on with Daly, Evans and Bostic scheduled to make comments. Thank you for listening to the morning video, guys, and I look forward to seeing you all back here tomorrow.